Hi, Sander. How are you? And as usual, no, you're not allowed to answer before I say that people can get big ideas from Boost Your Career on Audio Tech Business Summaries. And your book is Boost Your Career, How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, and Build the Career You Want. Audio Tech Summaries, audiotech.com, or 800-776-1910. Now, how did you say you were?
Well, I feel a lot better now. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for plugging my new book. Thank you.
All right. And we have a fascinating topic. Why do workers find learning is a lifelong job?
Yeah. Well, that's in the book, actually. But I want to talk about this wonderful piece in the Wall Street Journal. Lauren Weber did the piece, a lot of research and a lot of great quotes from a lot of different people in different industries. But, lifelong learning has become really the mantra in American corporations as employees face pressure to stay really in tune in a rapidly evolving workplace. When I left the big agency, Havas, there was a wonderful art director there. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was terrific. The only problem is he wasn't a lifelong learning person. You know, art directors obviously now must work on the computer for their art. He was the old-fashioned great art director. Everything was done by hand, not a computer. It was done on a chart and by hand. And after I left, 6 months after I left, they let him go after, you know, been with me for 25 years at the big agency. So, you know, the fact of the matter is when you have someone who has lost their job because they're not a lifetime learning person, you'll understand what it's all about. So, you know, employers, the politicians and educators are hammering the message that people, you know, need to continuously upgrade their skills because of advancing technologies. You know, I want to quote this. Here's a quote. We've put huge emphasis on shifting responsibility to the individual, says Tip Munden, who oversees employee training and chief learning officer at Unilever, you know, which provides employees with resources such as online classes. So, you know, if you're not into it and you're not focused on those inline classes, you know, you'll lose your job. One of the projects I did for one of my clients was a university for rising stars. So the way the university, I can't mention the name of the company, of course, but the name of the company is University of blah, blah, the name of the company. And every month, we have a great speaker come in and speak to the rising stars. Now, of course, the senior people have come as well, not just the rising stars. And we talk about doing better ways to use your smartphone. We talk about AI big time. A lot of big AI speakers come in, obviously, from different industries. But to educate the rising stars, and now more senior people are in, as I mentioned, on the latest, what's the latest technology? You know, if you're not up to date with it, if you're not up to date with, you know, AI, you're going to be in trouble. So, you know, you have to continue to absorb skills, new skills, or else you're going to become unemployable, as happened to one of my people. The chief executive of something called the National Skills Coalition did this quote for the story. He said, "We're asking people to negotiate an increasingly complicated labor market on their own. It can be especially tough to make education and training choices when automation is making it unclear what the jobs of the future will look like." And that's true. You know, everyone is saying, you know, every story, AI, 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 AI. You know, the more AI we see, the less the less employment you're going to get. So you really have to stay with this trend.
There's this thing. It's called experience. And what I am struck by, this has happened on two different occasions, but we spoke of it last week. Marshall spoke of it. An old friend of his, who's a meteorologist, for a big major Hartford network, basically, was replaced by a young kid in a truck.
Yes.
Now, that's fine. You can drive around with the like big monster snow track, whatever thing.
Right.
But while we do have tons and tons of computer information and modeling, it's just information that needs to be interpreted. And right. If you have no experience with the interpretation or limited experience, I mean, again, anyone can read a readout and post it on the internet. Fine.
Correct.
Congratulations. What you haven't done, though, is actually synthesized these data and created a forecast, or even be able to come out and say, you know what, this is so iffy that we're going to have to do something called a nowcast. But by and large, there's a real good shot that it's going to snow, blah, 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 around. You know, everybody's all focused on the... Well, 2.9 of liquid pizza. You know what? And the problem is that it distracts from the actual ability to do an informative forecast, or to even say that, you know, we don't know. So instead, you've got a bunch of people who rely on the information, know that the information isn't good. The network has saved a bunch of money. And they got a truck. Yay. And it's that mentality that really does need some work going forward, in my view, as you work out the what's going to be machine and what's going to be human.
Correct. You're right. I met with the CEO of one of the big advertising agencies the other day. And it was enormous. There was one long room with 20 people. I said, what is this? And she said to me, Sander, this is the innovation group. For example, in my industry, pharmaceutical industry, which we can never do, you now can go online with a new AI, find the patients that are on this diabetes drug. If you're introducing a new drug, you can find the patients that are on diabetes drugs, and you can focus on these patients relative to the new product that they should see their MD or nurse practitioner about. Also, we now can go directly to physicians online who are writing big prescriptions for these particular drugs. You can find the doctor now online. And just focus the online ads that you have directly at this MD. Now, when I was running the big agency, we never had this. So if you're not up to date, and go to the right people, the website, the AI folks, you're dead. So this agency has this whole group just focused on that. And that made him number one in the world now, okay? Because that's their whole focus, going to the doctors and the patient directly online. You know exactly who they are now. So life has really changed dramatically. And if you're not up to date, if you're not taking these online courses in this whole area, you're dead. I mean, you don't have to leave work. You do the online courses either at night or at work during, before work starts, your lunch hour. Most companies will pay for these courses you take. But if you're not into it, if you're not taking this, you're going to be unemployable very soon. Okay? That's about it. So work is fine. Learning is a lifelong job. You cannot stop. You can't.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day, Joe.